Let's see. So we're going to keep today short. For people listening, this is our boring meeting. This is our boring meeting so that we tried it. Stop. Killing me, Smalls. We can sit next to each other more.
Thank you. That's better.
Sorry. Oh my God. This is our weekly boring meeting. We're going to keep it short today because I have a call at 9 o'clock, but.
We have shit to do too.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes we don't, and this goes 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
and we're doing emotional labor for each other.
Me crying for an hour.
Which is the reason that we didn't end up posting the last one, because we got really deep and didn't feel appropriate for public judgment. So the purpose of listening to this one is just to give an idea of like what these sound like so that you can implement them into your own home and systems. So I don't even know if I can. Can I share my screen? Yeah, I can.
Kitties.
Hey, kitties. Oh, I don't want to actually show that. I didn't put it in. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to show that. Okay. So my agenda for today's boring meeting, planning to complete and present the cash flow of the month in the budget.
I need my glasses.
You don't have to read. I can just speak it to you. Okay. So I know we talked the other day about like cutting some expenses, but also like recognizing that the budget is just a behemoth to do correctly. And it takes hours.
How to simplify it.
Yeah. So I'm going to simplify it a little bit. It's more like I'm going to show you cash flow. And I think I'm just going to present you with like, here are the main places I think we can cut, and or if I'll probably have question marks on like, here's a couple of things. I don't know what these are. Like, are these fraudulent or just like, what are they?
Okay.
Cause I think that will simplify our conversation. Give it like a direction.
It's also a good reminder because sometimes I sign up for stuff and then I forget to cancel. So.
You did not sign up for the things in the first place.
I know, but sometimes they get me, you know?
Like what?
And that's been on my mind that I have to cancel is those vitamins for Everly that she doesn't even really like.
Oh, the ones that are on like subscribe and save on Amazon?
Yeah. No, they're not on Amazon. It's through a different company, which is why I haven't canceled it because I'm like, I don't even remember what it's called.
Gotcha.
It's somewhere in my email.
Do you have a phone you can set a reminder for yourself? Where's your phone?
I don't know.
All right. That's on your mental load to cancel that one.
Let me get a piece of paper. Oh, wow. So chivalrous. You are. You just like popped up.
It's literally.
Unless you're doing it out of, I can do this faster. Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Accurate.
Ah, rude. Wait, what was
I just like a reminder cancel.
Cancel.
I know you canceled Walden, the meat stuff.
And subscriptions. Yeah, I'll figure that out. It's.
Yeah. So we need to get our finances in order. Speaking of that, I'll talk about number five. There's the time block for taxes. I'm thinking Sunday morning, I would like to rise early. I know Saturday we're going to your parents' house.
Sunday's Easter. We're doing an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, what time are we trying to leave for that?
No. We're doing... Okay, Saturday is an Easter egg hunt at the church, and then we're going to my parents after. Sunday, we have to be at your family's at 1, but I wanted to do an Easter egg hunt with her in the morning.
Okay.
Probably around 9.
Okay, I'm thinking of waking up at like 5:30.
Okay.
To do taxes.
I'm thinking you're going to need a whole day.
I might need, I'll probably need more, but I think just to get things kicked off. Because I feel like the last times that I've done it, like, just the initial getting documents.
We're going to have to schedule time together because you haven't done it since the first year that we owned Winthrop. And so there's like, I've been doing a Schedule C.
Okay.
And I don't think you know anything about that.
Okay, for the rental property?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think we're actually going to have to do it together.
Probably before I leave for Mom 2.0, we should
Absolutely. Yeah.
Crack
can
at it.
we oh okay we Schedule. Really need my phone, I guess, because we need the calendar. We also need to look at the calendar for next week.
So we'll go into the other bullet point for now is leaving at 5 a.m. like real early Thursday morning. Probably going to try to go
next weekend.
Yeah. Were you about to tell me that you wanted to go into Boston on Thursday?
No. I just, you know, sometimes things are like, okay, Easter and then time break and then Mom 2.0. And sometimes you don't realize the time break is only a few days rather than at least a week.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought there was a weekend in between.
Gotcha.
Yeah, time is weird sometimes. Okay. I don't know if we're going to have time unless we take a work day, but I don't really feel good about that.
I mean, what else would we do? Are you imagining it would be like when your parents are over? Or we could, maybe we could, when else would we do it besides a work day if we're going to do taxes together?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I mean, or it could be, you know, we bring Ev over to your parents or to my parents, and then we work on it in the same space.
And that doesn't feel comfortable. I don't really want to open that conversation can of worms with them. All right. Well, what is your proposal if we were to do a work day before Mom 2.0? I think we're going to have to do two to three hour time blocks. We'll start before you go to the conference, but we're going to have to finish when you're back.
So you usually look pretty slammed with work Monday mornings. Is that one of your busy times?
Yeah, I'd say by one, I am in a good place with work.
Okay.
Most of the
time. Let's see, I have a call at one that'll probably go till, I give it till 1:30. How about?
Wait, really has a dentist appointment on Wednesday. That's what I wanted to talk about.
Okay, is that in there?
It's her first dentist appointment.
Ah.
In Westboro.
It looks like I've already seen this. Because it looks like I put in a 20-minute drive time.
Great.
Okay.
I'm thinking Monday.
Yeah, Monday after that 12:30 call.
Uh-huh. So at 1:30?
Yeah, 1:30-ish.
1:30 to 3:30. 20?
Yeah.
Can you put it in the calendar, please, right now?
Good call.
How about, and then we'll look at the rest of the Mondays until text time. I'm just going to
We can also, pretty sure we can get an extension, right?
Yeah. I don't think that's going to help us at all, though. This is just a matter of having the pressure to do it versus not having the pressure to do it.
True.
Because we've had all this time in the world and we're now talking about it now.
Yeah.
So let's look at next week, please. You're traveling.
Yeah, I'll be
Monday.
Yeah, I'll be back. No, I'll be back on like Sunday.
Oh, okay. Can we do the same time block on Monday?
Sure.
Did you invite me to that one?
Good call. I did not.
I'm going to totally forget. And then you're going to be like, it's time to do taxes. And I'll be like, fuck, we are.
That's a good point. Not repeat.
Can you also do my work email? And we can just do repeating until the 15th of August.
Till the 15th of August?
Yeah, the tax day. August 15th.
Isn't it April like 26th?
Oh, Jesus. April. You know, the one that starts with an A. still drinking my coffee here. April 15th. I think even the extension is just till July or something.
Yeah.
Silly Lissa.
All right. Sent to both of them. It's repeated just till the end of April.
Beautiful.
Okay. All right. We got taxes in there.
Beautiful.
I just heard the notification on your phone somewhere nearby.
It's near my work computer.
Okay. Let's see. No, I'll talk about that one after. Let's see. Budget. I wanted to organize a call with my cousins for Island Trip, but I think that that text from Steffi clears things up, is they're going to be in Dublin ahead of time. So if we want to join them on anything, we would want to be in Dublin. They'll be there the 2 days prior to the wedding, but not like a full week out.
I don't think we're going to Dublin.
Yeah, I don't.
What is Joey and what's Joey doing?
I know they're going
to
like Portugal or something afterwards, but they're not. Yeah.
Okay. I guess
He wanted to have me like update him on what we were going to do.
Oh, okay.
So they might tag along.
All right. I think we're just. Well, I want to know more about the details for the actual wedding weekend, because the ceremony is at one place on Saturday afternoon, early afternoon, and then the reception isn't until Sunday night at a totally different place. We don't have a hotel reservation yet. I don't know where people are staying on Sunday. I don't know what people are planning on doing, if we want to join them Saturday, Sunday. But I pretty much am keeping that open. But I think it would be nice to talk ahead of time, because I think our intention is to spend time with family during those 2 days.
Yeah.
So if everyone else is going to be like, oh, well, we already planned to do this.
Yeah.
Then we're going to be like left out, sad. That's not our intention. So we have to create that intention with them, right?
Yeah.
So we'll plan the other part of our trip. But the Saturday and Sunday, like, of the wedding weekend itself, I want to know more about the details of what people are doing and where people are staying on Sunday.
We're thinking just knowing where Joey, Steffi, maybe their parents, Sue and Stevie.
Yeah, or actually even find out where they're staying on Saturday, too.
Yeah.
If they're not even staying at the hotel at the venue that they got married at, and they're all going somewhere else, like, why are we staying there?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I think just identifying who the main people are we want to hang out with and finding out where they're going to be ahead of time. I mean, that's
who,
like,
is it that you want to hang out with?
I think it's just Joey.
Okay. Honestly. So why don't you find out where Joey's staying Saturday and Sunday night?
All right. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, when it's like you're forced to like come up with names, like it narrows it down really quick.
Okay. Zach, where is Joey? Normally, why did you give me a Sharpie and not just a regular?
Because you love writing in Sharpie.
This one is not even a good Sharpie.
Let's see. Mom 2.0 itinerary is really simple. Leaving Thursday super early morning, and I'll be back Sunday. I forget if this is accurate because I know I had to change the flight.
I'm just planning for you to not be here Thursday through Sunday.
Okay, that works.
I'll see you on Monday.
All right. Next one. I know we'd done the somatic breath work, which I loved the other night.
So the idea of doing it every other week, you still like that idea?
And what I was going to also bring up was, how would you feel about we do like we could throw in there as like, maybe part of the every other, or like, I feel like Sunday mornings would be nice or something. I don't know, but five rhythms, the dance meditation thing. Uh-huh. I felt very dismissed with that response. Why are you responding that way?
Sunday morning.
Well, it doesn't have to be Sunday morning, but I'm just saying, do you want to dance on a Friday night?
I'm liking this idea of having Friday night meditation space with you.
Okay.
I like the idea of having every other somatic breath work, and then on the months that there's an extra week, maybe we could do five rhythms. And then if it's really like
a staple, you're gonna like it more. All right,
if it's more of a staple, then we can go from there. But I'd like to. We barely even started this one and you're already wanting to change it.
Well, it's more just like I felt like I had permission all of a sudden to like care about this one. And I know we brought up recently that, like, when I went on the meditation retreat, when we were separated in 2018, you've not told me for 6 years that I was pissed at you for doing it alone
and not with me when all I wanted to do was do it together.
I had no idea. So, and like, that was one of the most powerful parts of that experience for me.
All right. I do want you to share it with me. And I think this has been the theme of, like, something I'm really, really excited. Like I was so happy I cried. I was so happy I cried last week when we set up that space together and you let me lead you through somatic breath work. Mm-hmm. And I feel like me finding something that I absolutely love and me wanting to share that with you has been a theme, and then you just kind of like steamroll it. So like with Wisdom Course, I mentioned it to you, really wanted to do it, was really excited about it. Something I had been looking forward to, but knew it wasn't the time to do it because of how expensive it was. Wanted to do it with you, wanted to share it with you. I think Landmark was that in general for me, because I had been there since 2009, and then you show up in 2013, like, on this joint.
I mean, we are now talking about 9 years ago. Has there been something more recent that I've done that with?
Can I finish?
Sure.
Because there are more examples.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. Okay, so that was one example. Two examples where something I loved, and I really loved sharing it with you, and I wanted to be the leader, and then you just kind of step in and stomp all over it and like, nope, I'm leading here. This is my thing now. And it like really blocks me from wanting to share and feeling really happy to share. And I mean, you went and did Wisdom without me and didn't tell me until you had already paid for it.
Oh, so that's why
clearly I'm still mad about it.
I get it, but that's why I'm wanting like a more recent example, because
the meditation retreat is clearly another example where I found something that I really loved.
Still 6 years ago.
Okay. Maybe it's taken this long. It took me 6 years to even share this with you. So maybe it's important to look at still. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why it's taken me so long to even feel like I can share with you. So like, shared with you that I really wanted to do meditation with you, and like, shared with you that I felt that was a big missing because I really loved it and it was something that was really helpful and I felt really connected and wanted to experience that with you. Probably came out sideways because I was angry at you at the time and saying like, you don't even show interest, blah, blah, blah. You don't care. We're different in that way. You know, fast forward, we're separated, and then you go off and do it alone. Something that I loved and I wanted to do and I was passionate about and wanted to experience with you. And then you could just go off and do it alone. Like, what the fuck? Dum-dum. Maybe it has taken me this long to finally open up about it, one. And two, share with you is that I separated it. Like, I just compartmentalized it. I separated it. I said, okay, my thing is my thing. Your thing is your thing. I don't have it in me to share it with you because I don't want you to take it away from me again. So setting up something that was mine, the somatic breath work, to share with you and for you to hold me in that space too, is really important to me. Without you stepping in and trying to change it, we've only done one session.
That was part of the reason I wanted the other thing to be like Sunday mornings or something and not step over that. And you rolled your eyes at me.
Sunday morning is like
I know, probably not a great time, but I didn't want to replace that thing.
Okay.
We can just not do it for right now, because I think that's probably too much, and we need to give a little bit more space to something else new that we want to do.
Yeah, I think that's important right now.
Yeah. I'm just hoping I don't lose courage and not bring this up for another 52 weeks.
No. I know it's important to you, and it'll probably be important to me eventually. Mm. And I need some space to feel like I can share with you.
Yeah.
Without you taking ownership of it fully.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we're both totally different people now, I'd say. Not totally. Very different. We've done a lot of growth. Yeah.
I invite you to continue looking at like where else I've done it, because I think part of the reason I want a more recent example is because I think I have a hard time getting back into what my thought process was then versus like, I know, you know, something within the last 3 or 4 years, maybe like, I think I might be able to tap back into what was I thinking at that point? Why was I acting that way? How did I like, how can I adjust that versus like those other ones? Like I feel like I get defensive wanting to argue over like semantics or something.
Well,
but I think I can be a little bit more intrinsic thinking about something more recent.
Okay. Well, I invite you to really dive into those time frames, because I really don't think I've shared anything or wanted to share anything with you till recently. I think it's also important for me in terms of, you know, fair play ideas of give yourself permission to be interesting again. Like showing you everything that I've worked on and learned is like so important to me without you being like, yeah, I know how to do this now. Or yeah, this is what I like.
It's almost like how I get annoyed with you over, oh, football's on, you're enjoying it too. Let's break out football snacks, because I like the food aspect of this and fuck your sport. I know it's like on a much deeper level than that for you, but like I wonder if there's a similar experience that I have when I'm like, great, let's break out food so we can enjoy the football more, when I just want to watch the game or something. We got about a minute before I got to jump off.
I feel complete.
Thank you for sharing that with me, and I appreciate. There's a lot of internal reactions going over here.
Yeah, there's some wounding. There's some wounding over here too. Yeah. So probably wounding for you too. That is why you reacted that way in the past, and why you're you're not fully, but you know, it's the same. That's why it touched this wound, is because it's coming from the same place.
Hmm. I wonder if there's a sibling experience that you had when you were younger, where like you expressed interest and then one of your siblings took over interest on something.
It's literally going to be my speech for my sister.
Oh boy.
She did everything better than me.
All right. Well, that was a truncated version of our boring meeting. Hope you all enjoyed this. Feel free to DM me with any questions you might have.